Super Talk 99.7 WTN presents John Jubilee, America's transformation authority. He's a trainer to the stars, speaker, and fat loss expert, and he's here to help you lose that fat, get healthy, and find your joy. John's not going to try and sell you gimmicks or gadgets. He's going to help you understand what you really want to accomplish, but without hating the process. If you want to talk to John, call now at 615-737-9986. That's 615-737-WWTN. Here he is, John Jubilee.
An awesome and amazing day to you today. I am so excited to be here with you to help you walk through to be the best you that you can possibly be. To run your race. And when I say run your race, I'm talking obviously metaphorically there, because I teach no running, no sit-ups, and no heavy breathing, because if you can't do it when you're 99 years old, it's not real, it's not sustainable. And we want to do something that's real. And for those of you that are tuning in for the first time, my story is this. Very simply, is I was just like you 16 years ago. 16 years ago and 26 years ago, I started a weight loss journey where I was trying to lose some fat. And I just was gaining and losing the same fat over and over again. Arthritis setting in, bone on bone in my knees, shoulders. And I was in pain, folks. I was in pain. And more than the physical pain was the mental anguish and the challenge of feeling so frustrated after trying and working so hard, you know, trying the Atkins diet, trying, this diet, that diet, you know, cabbage soup. I mean, everything, you name it, I tried it. And what I learned was every diet works for a minute. Every diet works for a minute. But when that minute is up, the fat comes back, the pain comes back. And then what I found out was, oh my word, I was worse off because I lost weight instead of fat. I lost weight. And when we lose weight, we lose our healthy muscle. We lose our healthy hydration. We lose our healthy bone density, and we lose a little bit of fat. And then, oh my word, we have these unbelievable, or worse off than we were when we started. Well, thanks be to God that guess what? I found a combination of 10 simple things that any of us can do, whether we're 9 or 99. And I have two 94-year-olds that are doing it. And I have a lovely 81-year-old that I just saw yesterday. My beautiful, lovely Virginia, who has lost 40 pounds of fat. She lost 40 pounds of fat during her transformation. Her hair looks like she's 25 years old again. It's healthy. It's renewed. It's rejuvenated. And oh my word, it is just such a joy to get to help people be healthy at every age. And she literally said that she had two cancer spots on her face that disappeared during her 88-day transformation. And that is such a joy to be able to help people, because when we get healthy at a cellular level, we get healthy. And when we get healthy at a cellular level and we uptake true hydration, it brings healing to our cells, to our organs, to our body. We get healthy from the inside out. And a side effect is we look better. Hey, there's people that weren't even overweight that have died young. We all saw Steve Jobs die in his early 50s. They just had the Sopranos star, 51 years old. How sad. My prayers and heart go out to his family. 51 years old, making $400,000 an episode, and he dies at 51 years old in the presence of his 15-year-old son. How sad is that? Did not have to happen. I truly believe the human body is designed to live to 120 years old and then go to sleep. We don't have to get sick to die. We don't have to get sick to die. We can literally just go to sleep and our body can be totally healthy and well before that happens. So I want to encourage you today, we can break the myths. We can break the myths. I have so many literally 4,000 people as of this date that I have been able to help to transform to get healthy at a cellular level. People that were permanently disabled, that couldn't walk, that were in a bed, that were in a chair, to professional athletes and red carpet supermodels and actresses and everyone in between. My joy of my life is to help real people just like you and me. Real people just like you and me who get up and live real life every day to find something that's real and to be the best us we can be. So I want to encourage you, go on my website, johnjubilee.com. I'll be talking about it more later. And johnjubilee.com, and Jubilee is J-U-B-I-L-E-E, J-U-B-I-L-E-E. Or you can just Google John Jubilee, go to the first website you see, and that'll be mine with a bunch of testimonials and doctors and people just sharing about their real life experience of transformation. Well, I'm going to grab a caller here that I have on the line. Peggy, welcome to the show this morning. How can I help you?
Well, I just had a question. I am a cancer survivor for 10 years.
Well, congratulations.
Thank you. Praise be to God.
Yes.
And part of my healing process was doing the raw food and juicing. And presently, that's what I'm doing and trying to do, but that's extremely hard to do.
Mm-hmm. Yes, it is.
And so it's my question is this diet also beneficial, even if you've had cancer before? Is it, I guess what I'm saying is I'm kind of afraid to switch plans, but I also know that the one that I'm on is just really hard to do. So I wanted your opinion on that.
Yes, ma'am. Well, first of all, Peggy, yes, I absolutely rejoice with you that, you know, that you survived, and survival is step one, but thriving is step two.
Yes.
Because God didn't make you to survive. God made you to thrive. And he gave you those teeth in your mouth. He gave you those teeth, and he gave you those to actually get to chew food and get to chew real food. So, you know, even though if we're in a moment of trauma, which if your body, you know, when you had that cancer, you were in a moment of trauma, it's okay to do something traumatic. Juicing is traumatic. You know, to just drink juice like that, it's traumatic, and that will bring a health and a wellness to a cell for a season to get healthy. But once we get healthy, once we get healthy at a cellular level, there's a healthy way to maintain, you know, and you certainly, you know, you certainly should have no fear to reintroduce and to, you know, to walk in a way that allows you to eat real foods, foods that you can buy at the grocery store, you know, and to do that. You know, you don't have to have, you know, to live a life of fear like that. And I can share with you that, you know, literally I have had hundreds of cancer survivors that turned into what I call cancer thrivers. Because you know what? You should thrive even more than someone that's never had it, because you have a special appreciation of your life and of health and of wellness. And, you know, you have a little bit of a leg up there, right? Because you can really appreciate it a little bit more.
Exactly, exactly. Yeah, for instance, we don't do any meat on that program. And so I guess that's one thing. I mean, we do eat things. We eat lots of raw things. You know, as far as cooked or as far as meat, we don't do cooked or meat for the most part.
Okay. Well, Peggy, I would definitely, I would absolutely encourage you to eat meat. And here's why. It sounds like you're a Christian believer, right? You're thanking God. And
absolutely. Okay. Amen.
Okay. So if you're a Christian believer specifically, and I can tell you, I'm a student of information and of knowledge. And there's probably no greater book of knowledge, you know, than the Bible.
Mm-hmm.
And I actually used to read the Bible every month, cover to cover. It'll take you about 110 pages a day to read the Bible in a month. And I used to read it every month, cover to cover. And I can tell you, the Bible clearly teaches that meat is good,
mm-hmm.
and especially for a mature believer. You know, that mature believers spiritually eat meat and naturally eat meat. And remember the prodigal son story?
Exactly, yeah.
And when he came home, what did they eat?
Meat.
They sure did, man. They They were having a big barbecue there. They killed the fatted calf, and it was steaks on the grill.
Right.
So we know that, you know, God, even in his diet, you know, that God in his diet, and Jesus a couple times actually fixed a meal for his disciples, and what did he make for them?
I'm not sure.
Okay, well, guess what?
Meat? Lamb?
No, it was actually fish.
Oh, yeah, the thousands of fishes. There you go.
So two times he made fish for him, actually, you know, cooked it himself on an open fire. And then another time, when he had 5,000 people following him, he multiplied fish. So if meat wasn't good for you, Jesus wouldn't be out there doing a miracle, multiplying it and feeding it to thousands of people, right?
Right.
So guess what? You can have full faith and no fear that fish is good for you, that beef is good for you, because the creator of this universe set his son on the earth, and guess what? That's what he was serving up to people. And I don't think he'd feed him something that was bad for him.
Right, right. And so meat, it does not make your body acidic.
No, it does not. I'll tell you what makes, you know, there's all these myths out there. And now just think about something for a minute. If you put no water in your body, would you have less acid or more acid?
If you put no water, you would have more acid.
You'd have more acid. And if you tried to eat food and you drank 2 gallons of water with your meal, would that deplete your acids, your natural healthy stomach acids from digesting your food?
Yes.
Well, of course it would. So let's kind of connect the dots a little bit. And what we realize is it's dehydration that makes us acidic. It's dehydration. But when we have a healthy level of hydration, we're not going to be acidic. We're not going to be acidic.
Right.
If we are healthy, hydrated.
Okay.
And I can tell you that literally probably 90% of Americans are dehydrated.
Mm-hmm.
Probably 90% are dehydrated. And that is where the acidic comes from. It's not from the diet. It's from being dehydrated.
Oh, okay. And so the juicing, actually part of that healing process, because the juicing is you are getting hydrated.
That's right. And it's really not because you're juicing.
Because you're getting the water in
that's
a cellular
exact,
level.
That's right. You're getting the water to a cellular level.
Gotcha.
So, Peggy, it's a joy of my life to get to bring real information, to demystify. And I can tell you this, and you be if you want to go through the website and contact me.
Okay.
Because there's 3 steps to getting hydrated, and drinking water is just step 1. But it takes 3 steps for a cell to actually uptake hydration. It won't take it just because you're drinking water. You have to get the cell to be porous, and you have to have cellular movement to allow it to uptake and actually increase your hydration level. But just go on through the website and make sure to put a note in there that you talked to John on the air, and you know that you want to talk more about getting hydrated at a cellular level, because that way you'll have no fear of being acidic and no fear of reintroducing your real foods into your life.
Thank you.
All right. Well, girl, you're going to be a cancer thriver. You're going to be a cancer thriver. Thank you for your call today.
Thank you.
All right. Well, this is John Jubilee. I'm America's Transformation Authority on Super Talk. Stay with me through the break.
He helps make athletes stronger and the stars look better. John Jubilee, America's Transformation Authority on Super Talk 99.7 WTN. It's what you should do. Michael DelGiorno, weekday mornings at 9 on Supertalk 99.7 WTN.
An awesome and amazing day. Hey, why don't you just choose to be thankful, be grateful, be joyous today? You know what? We have lost some very famous people, young, 30, 40, 50, 60 years younger than they should have died. You know, Steve Jobs, and now the Sopranos star, 51 years old, for no reason other than not being healthy at a cellular level. I want you to have impact. I want you to have a legacy for your family. Be the best you can possibly be. Don't be willing to just survive and to, you know, get by in life. Are you kidding me? Hey, if there's anything we can learn, you know, from the heartbreak of somebody dying young, is why don't we choose intentionally to live our life to the fullest that we possibly can, so that we're enjoying the real life that we're meant to live, and that we can have a legacy for our wife, for our children, for the people that we're around, so we can have impact. We can really do it. And all it takes is making a right step. And I want to reach out and just encourage that group of people that was like me, 16 years ago, when I was afraid to fail one more time. I was afraid to fail one more time. I was like zero successes, 10 failures when it came to weight loss, just like you. I was just like you. I failed 10 times. And the last thing I wanted to do was to fail one more time. But I want to encourage you, rise up and take a chance. Take a chance, because what I learned was weight loss is a myth. It is an absolute scam of false hope for sale. And if you are not skeptical about weight loss, then you have zero intelligence. Because you should be skeptical about weight loss, because 97% of all weight loss programs fail. And even the ones that quote unquote appear to succeed are an absolute hoax, because people lose 20 pounds of muscle, which lowers their metabolism and makes them look like Popeye's girlfriend to olive oil. They lose 20 pounds of water, which makes them an absolute parched desert on the inside and literally shrivels up their organs like dried up raisins and dehydrated food. And then they lose some healthy bone density, which will give you osteoporosis when you get older. And then you lose a little bit of fat. And yet we've been hypnotized. We've all been scammed and put under the spell, you know, of the evil weight loss market, you know, that we spend billions of dollars on all this false hope. We set up on a scale and we weigh less and we think we succeeded. Oh my word. You know, we are under a spell. So let's slap our cheeks. Slap your cheeks five times real fast. Slap your cheeks. Look in the mirror and say, hey, I'm going to do something actually intelligent. I'm going to forget about weight loss and I'm going to go for transformation. What is transformation? Transformation is gaining lean, healthy muscle mass, gaining healthy hydration at a cellular level. It's losing fat, losing inches, and gaining some healthy bone density. That is transformation. Like my beautiful Virginia, 81 years old, she experienced transformation in the last 88 days, just since I've been on this radio show. She met me through the amazing gift of Super Talk 99.7. Virginia called in. She came in. She said, John, I have never been able to get rid of this belly. At one time, I'm 190 pounds, and she'd lost some weight, but she knew she had way too much fat in there. And guess what, folks? I'm delighted to tell you, that beautiful 81-year-old lady, just since you've been listening to this show, she dropped 40 pounds of fat. That is more than 8 loaves of bread. 8 loaves of bread of solid fat gone out of her body. She gained healthy hydration. She gained 8 solid pounds of muscle mass. At 81 years old, gained 8 solid pounds of muscle mass. Now, do you know what that 8 pounds of muscle mass will do for Virginia? It will literally eat 200,000 calories every year for the rest of her life. So if she doesn't have fat to eat, guess what? Virginia has to eat some more food. Virginia is going to have to eat some carrot cake, and her and I share the love of carrot cake. My personal favorite, Jay Alexander's and Marables. Two best carrot cakes in this area, I think. And in the Jubilee family, carrot cake is a vegetable. That's right, because we built our house and we're in the maintenance phase. And when you're in the maintenance phase, you can enjoy your carrot cake. Hey, I just share real life experience of myself, of my wife, of my family, of my 4,000 Transformers with you. It's real. It's real. And thanks be to God, and thanks be to Dave Ramsey, who pushed me over the edge. And Dave said, John Jubilee, you're going to change the world. Go out there and help these people transform and share with them what you have. And I did. And I thank him every show because I'm here because of him. Go to johnjubilee.com and watch some real people. johnjubilee.com. It's real for real people, real transformation, a real experience. Stay with me through the break.
Making the doctors healthy. John Jubilee on Super Talk 99.7 WTN. You may not like what he tells you, but sometimes the truth hurts. Ralph Bristol. Mornings from 5 till 9 on Super Talk 99.7 WTN.
An awesome and amazing day to you out there today. And hey, we're talking about running your race. And for some of us, it's taken the courage to just step up and say, hey, I'm willing to step up and actually get back in the game, to get back in the race of life, to participate. I'm tired of being a spectator, sitting on the sidelines and watching my children play or my grandchildren play or watching them have experiences. I want to have those experiences. I want to go for that bike ride. I want to go for that hike. I want to get out there and throw that ball in the backyard. I want to throw that frisbee. I want to hit that tennis ball. Hey, we are designed to be participants of life and not spectators. And I can share with you that, you know, I felt like I got put on the sidelines. You know, I got put on the sidelines, but I got back in the game because of what? Because of real transformation, because of learning that all weight loss is a myth. But transformation is real. I gained healthy, lean muscle mass. I lost my 10 inches off my belly. I got healthy at a cellular level. All of my joints got healed. All of my joints got healed. My cartilage rebuilt, and it's really possible for that to happen. And I want to encourage you today that you can get back in the race. You can get back in the race. Be the real you. Your best days are in front of you, not behind you. And I want to encourage you, go log on to johnjubilee.com and hear real stories about real people like you and me. So johnjubilee.com, because friends, all I'm doing is sharing an experience. I'm just sharing an experience of myself, of my beautiful love of my life. My wife was 191 pounds non-pregnant. And she is a beautiful person on the inside. She always was beautiful on the inside. There just was a lot more of her to love than there is today, because now she's lean, she's fit, she's healthy at a cellular level, and her exterior beauty reflects her inner beauty. Why? Because she got healthy at a cellular level. And that's what we share an experience of, is how to get healthy at a cellular level. Well, we're going to take a call. And again, I've got a lot of callers asking what the website is. It's johnjubilee.com, or just Google John Jubilee. We're going to take a call. I've got Gary on the line. Gary, welcome to the show.
Good morning, John. How are you doing this morning?
Well, I'm doing fabulous. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. We are we're traveling a little bit this morning, but hopefully our signal will be good.
We
just came in Friday for our 8-week evaluation, and just wanted to give a few results.
Well, let's hear it.
Well, I'm not a big guy, but since my 8 weeks, I've lost 37 pounds of fat.
Wow.
But that is not scale pounds. I have also gained 21 pounds of water and muscle.
Fabulous. Fabulous. And Gary, we got to stop right there and take a moment to help educate our listeners. So when you first came in, and you probably had the same mindset about weight loss, that it was all about just watching a scale get lower, right?
Absolutely. That's all you know.
And so what has this 8 weeks helped you learn?
Well, it's not about watching the scale. It's about believing in your program and following the directions, drinking plenty of water, and the results show for themselves.
Wow. And what is the difference inside your body? What would you say at a cellular and a structural level? You know, how do you feel from the inside out?
Oh, inside is wonderful, because like you said from the beginning, if you would have told me that even a person of my size could have lost 37 pounds, I would have thought I would have been just, you know, a skeleton. But and that shows me that I had 37 pounds of fat surrounding all my organs, and I know there's no way that could be healthy.
Yes, yes. And how's that feel to be hydrated and have some of that lean, healthy muscle mass on that body now?
Oh, it feels great. It looks great. I'm looking forward to the 12-week now.
Well, absolutely. Well, is your lovely wife in that car with you?
She is. You want to give her results?
I'd love to hear it.
Okay, here we go.
Hi, John.
Well, hi there. Well, thank you guys so much for calling from your car.
You're welcome.
Well, let's hear what your results are.
Well, this was number eight week, and so I was especially pleased that in the second 8 weeks that I'd lost, you know, a lot, because the first 4 weeks were great. And I wondered if maybe I might taper off the second 4 weeks, but I really didn't. I lost an additional 18 pounds of fat.
Of fat, so wow.
That was just the second 4 weeks. So altogether, then, I've lost 50 pounds of fat.
50 pounds of fat in 8 weeks.
Yeah. That makes a big difference.
Wow. Congratulations. That's like 10 loaves of bread of solid fat in 8 weeks. Now, did you think that was possible when you first met me?
No, but you know, I wanted so bad to lose weight, and you look and you listen to the other programs, and I told you when I come in, if there was just one pill that I could take to do it, I would, but I knew that wasn't going to work, so I'm just real tickled that this program actually works. The other big thing with me was, if you remember, how really dehydrated I was, because I came in at a 30% hydration rate, and you just told me that was just like, you know, dangerously low.
Yes.
And so I've gotten that up to 46%.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah. So that first four weeks I got up to 40%, and then this second 4 weeks, see, I did another additional 6%.
Yes.
So, I'm really tickled with that.
Yes, and how do you feel from the inside?
I feel really good. I feel much healthier now. You know, I had told you I was kind of tired, and you kind of explained why I was feeling that way. But I'm really motivated to keep going and to keep exercising and you know, drinking my water and everything.
Yes. Yes, and sometimes when we're building the house, because you know what we teach, build the house and then move in the house. And you're in the build the house mode, and so there's a lot of work going on. There's a lot of work going on in there. When you're uptaking that much healthy muscle and hydration, it's a lot of work, you know, for your body. But we're doing it intentionally. We're intentionally building a house so that you have a healthy house to live in for a lifetime.
Right. And, you know, when I started, a lot of my weight was belly fat.
Yes.
And that seemed like that was the first to go. So I really noticed it the first 4 weeks. And you know, it's really a lot easier to breathe. The ladies that are relating to this are laughing. But, you know, you can bend over to garden, to tie your shoe. I ride horses. It's easier for me to get up on my horse now that I've lost a lot of that belly fat. So
yes.
It makes life a lot better.
Yes, yes, yes. Well, I am so, so, so happy for you, and I so appreciate you, you know, sharing your experience with others. I know that's so encouraging. And And thank you guys again for calling and sharing all that. And would you say this is something you can keep doing?
Hey, yeah, it really is. It really is. Even when I get, you know, much older, or, you know, it's what I've learned is what I can apply at any age. And so, yeah, it's good. It's great.
Good. Well, thank you for your call today. And you guys enjoy your trip. I'll look forward to seeing you in 4 weeks.
Okay, we are too, John. Talk to you later.
Okay, bye now.
Bye.
Okay. All right. Well, folks, that is just so, so joyful to get to just share when somebody calls in like that and they're just sharing a real experience. They're a real person, just like you and me. And here was a couple that came in, and a man who was of a smaller stature and didn't think that he had that much to lose, but it's not what we weigh on the scale. It's what's in there. And he had 40 pounds of fat to lose. He just didn't realize it, but he had good, healthy weight to gain. And that's what happened in my transformation is I lost 10 inches in my belly and lost no weight. I'm talking dropping 30, 40 pounds of unhealthy weight and gaining 30, 40 of healthy weight. And you can go look on my website on johnjubilee.com. You can see my wife and I there. And hey, we just share a life experience with you. And you can see we went from being unhealthy to being really healthy. And I've helped 4,000 people so far. I've helped 4,000 so far to get healthy at a cellular level, whether they were permanently disabled or an elite athlete, whether they couldn't hardly get up out of a chair or whether they were a red carpet model, whether they were a famous celebrity or a blue-collar factory worker, everyone in between. I love helping real people, and I want to help you. Go log on to johnjubilee.com. Get some education. Demystify all these myths. Weight loss is a myth. Transformation is real. Real transformation for real people like you and me. I am John Jubilee, America's Transformation Authority on Super Talk 99.7. Stay with me through the break.
He is John Jubilee, America's Transformation Authority, exclusively on Super Talk 99.7 WTN. It sounds like Nashville, Super Talk 99.7 WTN.
This is John Jubilee, and I am thrilled to be with you here this morning. And guess what I just figured out? You better watch out who you're talking about, because they're liable to call in on your radio show. And I've been sharing a little bit this morning about my beautiful and lovely transformer, Virginia. And just coming through the break, she has called into the show. So we are going to pick up her call. Good morning, Virginia. Thank you so much for calling in this morning.
Hey, John. I've never talked on the radio before, and sometimes my phone breaks up, so I hope it'll last for me. And but I just wanted to call and tell you that everything you said was true.
Oh, well, thank you. I didn't know you'd be listening this morning, but I so thank you for calling in and sharing. So, Virginia, could you go ahead and just say in your own words what your experience has been for your 88 days?
Well, for years, I was on the yo-yo. And I'll tell you, that is a killer on a body.
Mm-hmm.
And then for the last, about 20 years or so, some years, I did all kinds of exercise and classes, Zumba and fitness, and my weight was pretty good. I wasn't really overweight, but I had bulges, and I just could not get rid of them. And then I found you,
mm-hmm.
And I knew that it wasn't the weight that but it was the fat, and that's what the killer is.
Mm-hmm. And how much fat did you lose?
I'm sorry.
How much fat did you lose?
My phone is breaking up. Are you still there?
Yes, I am.
Okay. Say that again, please.
Yes, I was just saying it, and you knew it was the fat because you knew you had the bulges. And how much fat did you lose in 88 days?
Oh, you told me, and I've got it written down, but my mind leaves me every once in a while, so I'm not sure.
Well, just approximately, was it about 40 pounds of fat?
Yes, it was. Yes.
Yes, it was. And Virginia, was that surprising to you that you could do that in just 88 days?
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely, and it's well worth it. I just I'm glad I found you.
Well, I'm glad you did too. And hey, I want you to talk share with those ladies a little bit. Even at 81 years old, what happened to your hair and skin?
Well, it changed.
Now, don't be shy. It's beautiful, isn't it?
Okay.
It is. It's beautiful. Your hair looks like a 25-year-old. I told you that when you walked in, didn't I? I said, your hair looks beautiful. It really changes because when you get healthy at a cellular level, it affects everything from the inside out. And that skin and hair looks beautiful. And Virginia, I'm going to thank you on the air, too, for those of you that don't. Sometimes we have events. We have VIP events in the local area. And Virginia was kind enough to come and share and encourage a group of ladies and other transformers at a country club yesterday. And Virginia, thank you so much for doing that. You are such an inspiration to everyone.
Oh, okay. Well, my pleasure.
Well, would you come to another one if I invited you?
I'm sorry.
I said, would you come to another one if I invited you to come? And
sure.
Well, thank you. I don't mean to put you on the pressure of the air of, 30,000 people listening to you.
But, no, that's all right. I don't mind.
Okay. Well, good. Well, thank you so much for calling in today. It means so much for you to call and just share your real experience, with real people. You're a light and an inspiration, and I honor you that at 81 years old, you decided you could still be the best you could be. What made you take that step?
I don't know. I just got tired of not making any progress, any more progress than I had. And like I say, then when I found you, I figured that was the answer because I knew it wasn't the weight.
Mm-hmm. Well, girl, you did it. You look amazing and you're so beautiful. And Virginia, I look forward to growing old. We're going to grow old together, and we're going to do it the right way, though, where we're going to be healthy at a cellular level. And, let's be talking at 81 and at 91 and at 101. Let's keep this conversation going. What do you say?
All right.
All righty. Well, girl, thank you so much. I look forward to seeing you soon, okay?
Okay.
All right. Bye now. Well, ladies and gentlemen, there you go. Now, that is an inspiration. That's a woman that at 81 years old, you heard it from her own mouth. She just was tired of the yo-yo. She'd done the yo-yo and how brutal that was. And haven't we all? Haven't we all? Come on, let's just be real about it. And even if we haven't done the yo-yo, you may be like... Gary, who called in earlier, he wasn't that big, but his body composition was not healthy. He wasn't big. He looked fine in his clothes, but he lost 40 pounds of fat and gained almost 30 pounds of healthy weight. It's not how much we weigh. It's what's in there. And my new website, I literally, folks, I just want to say today and send a shout out to Coco O'Connor, the best webmaster on the planet. I affectionately call her my nerd at large. This woman is a brilliant genius. She bought a transformation for her husband for his birthday, got herself in trouble. He got all mad at her. And then she got mad at me because when we all got on the phone together, because they live in Los Angeles, and we got on the phone together, and I said, well, Coco, you need to transform. And she said, I don't need to transform. I'm a runner. I run 5-6 miles a day. And I said, I'm telling you, you need to transform. And do you know that Coco O'Connor, an LA hip webmaster of the universe, and her husband, Taylor, they had an extraordinary transformation. So even someone that thinks they're in amazing shape can benefit from a transformation. Coco O'Connor got her hydration level up over 60%. Her skin is glowing like a 20-year-old. She doesn't even need to wear makeup anymore. And folks, when you get healthy at a cellular level, you get healthy from the inside out. But I want to celebrate Coco today. This was her first week full-time with John Jubilee Transformations, and we're thrilled and honored to have her. You're going to get to see her influence, and she's going to impact your life with the giftings that she has through my website, the johnjubilee.com website. We just launched this website. It's an extraordinary thing, and it is, you'll see things added to it pretty much every week, you know, for the next 12 weeks and then an ongoing thing. But I have developed that along with Coco and a team of extraordinary individuals, that super talented, and they work at the highest levels in the world. And folks, that's for you. That's for you to help demystify, to give you real information, to give you true experiences of real people. From doctors and leaders and head people in their industries that have experienced a John Jubilee transformation, that have gotten healthy at a cellular level. So use that resource. Please use that resource. I created that for you at johnjubilee.com for you to get some real answers to real questions, and that you can have your own real experience. Hey, if this is your first time listening to the show, my story is simple. I'm a real guy. I was in the mortgage banking business for over 20 years, had a very successful career, but I was in pain. I was in pain. I was bone on bone on my knees, my shoulders. I had fought the same 30, 40 pounds of fat for 10 years, on and off, on and off, on and off. And then I found a 10 number combination. I teach 10 simple things that when you do these 10 simple things, you will transform, not lose weight. Weight loss is a myth. Weight loss, you will lose muscle, you will lose water, you will lose bone, and you will lose some fat, and your skin will get saggy. When you transform, you will gain healthy muscle, gain healthy hydration, gain healthy bone density, lose fat, lose inches, and your skin will be tight as a drum. I had a man lose 175 pounds of fat in 5 months, and his skin is tight as a drum. A 56-inch waist to a 32, tight skin. And you can have that too. That's transformation. I share a real experience. I share a real possibility for you that you can fearlessly step into. But bring your healthy skepticism. Bring your healthy skepticism. I will call you my beloved skeptics. I love my skeptics, and you should be skeptical about weight loss, because weight loss is a myth. But transformation is real. Transformation is real. You can get healthy at a cellular level. You can be the real you, and it will affect your mental outlook. It will affect how you're able to view life, to deal with problems, to deal with issues. It affects every area of our life. Transformation is real. I'm going to change this world one person at a time. Why don't we start with you?
Super Talk 99.7 WTN presents John Jubilee, America's transformation authority. He's a trainer to the stars, speaker, and fat loss expert, and he's here to help you lose that fat, get healthy, and find your joy. John's not going to try and sell you gimmicks or gadgets. He's going to help you understand what you really want to accomplish, but without hating the process. If you want to talk to John, call now at 615-737-9986. That's 615-737-WWTN. Here he is, John Jubilee.
An awesome and amazing day to you, and I am so thrilled to be able to have something real to share with you. And I've got something real new. I've got a new website, johnjubilee.com, johnjubilee.com. It's a new website, and I am also welcoming aboard this week the best webmaster on the planet, Coco O'Connor. I am so delighted. I couldn't be more thankful. Folks, this gal is literally one of the top webmasters in the world, and she is officially aboard with John Jubilee Transformations, and I am so thrilled and honored. She lives in Los Angeles with her great husband, Taylor, and they are transformers, and they did a virtual transformation, and it was such a life-changing experience that it created a connection between us that has grown into Coco coming and being part of the full-time team and her amazing husband, Taylor, as well. And so a big welcome to them. And I'm sure they're out there doing their maintenance phase of their John Jubilee transformation right now. I know they like to listen to the show. So a big boom cat out there to them. That's right. So I'm sure they're chuckling right now. So I want to encourage you, though, go on that website, johnjubilee.com. We poured our heart and soul into sharing an experience with you that's real, an experience that's real, that you can experience. You know, out of my own pain from 16 years ago, of all of the myths that I walked through myself, the same ones that you did, and coming to a point where I just didn't want to fail one more time, I went and did massive research and came up with a combination of 10 specific things that when these 10 things are done together, what I learned was that I got healthy at a cellular level. My hydration increased, my lean, healthy muscle mass increased, my bone density increased, and I got healthy. I haven't been sick in 16 years, and I am thrilled for what doctors do, but I can tell you that any great doctor will say the best thing is to not ever have to come to a doctor, and I have not had to go to a doctor for 16 years. I'm thrilled to tell you that being healthy at a cellular level means you are really healthy. And I was able to rebuild all the cartilage in all of my joints where there's not anything I can't do, including I had to substitute on my 23-year-old son Jonathan's ultimate Frisbee team and play 3 games last summer on the same day in about 106-degree heat. Remember how hot it gets in Tennessee sometimes? But if you don't think it's not a joy of my life to have that type of a legacy with my kids, that there's nothing that you can't do at any age. It's a myth that we can't have lean muscle mass and build healthy muscle at any age. It's a myth. It's a myth that we just have to get fatter and weaker. That's a myth. And for those of you that weren't listening before earlier on the show, my lovely Virginia, 81 years old, 81 years old, gained 8 solid pounds of muscle in 88 days. And lost 40 pounds of fat in 88 days and gained healthy hydration, and even her skin and hair transformed. And her hair looks like she's 25 years old. Just a beautiful, beautiful gal. And I'm still going to keep pressing her, folks. I'm trying to get her to do that after shot in the bikini. I told her I'd pay for her spray tan, and she just kind of laughed at me. I think she's still thinking about it, though. So, Virginia, if you're still listening this morning, you know, keep thinking about that picture because I will pay for that spray tan to get you on the website. So I'm celebrating the website today. I'm encouraging people to get back in the race. Get back in the race. Just because you failed 10 times, 20 times, 50 times, hey, that's all behind you now. What are you going to do today? What are you going to do today? All that matters is today forward. Yesterday is a memory. Yesterday is in your past. Today is your day. Today is your day to say, I'm going to take a step. I'm going to become the real me. I'm going to see what's possible in my life. You just have to choose to make one positive step in the right direction, press through all of that negative past history, all of that baggage that you've just got to press your way through. Just throw those old bags of your past and of your past failures out of your way and say, hey, if this is real, I'm going to do it. I love skeptics. I love skeptics. Skeptics are intelligent people. Only intelligent people are skeptical. And when it comes to weight loss, you better be skeptical, because 97% of all weight loss is a total false hope for sale, multi-billion dollar market, just trying to get you to buy the next thing so that you'll waste your money on that, and then you'll waste it on the next thing and the next thing and the next thing and the next thing. One of my most beloved clients ever, and probably my number one skeptic that I ever met, the lovely Heather Britt, who is a nursing director at Baptist Hospital. She had spent $60,000 on weight loss. She did Jenny Craig. She did LA Weight Loss. She did Weight Watchers. She did Metafast. She tried HCG. She tried Fentramine. She named everything you ever heard of. $60,000 on weight loss, overweight since high school. And she came into me and said, I'm going to do it, but it won't work for me. And I said, well, why are you so sure it won't work for you? And she said, because I'm very smart. I'm a nursing director. I know the human body. I've spent all this money on weight loss and nothing works for me. And I said, well, I got good news for you. My program, if you'll commit to do these 10 things, it's like jumping off the Empire State Building. You don't have to believe you're going to hit the ground. You'll hit the ground. You do these 10 things, you don't have to believe you're going to lose your fat. You'll lose your fat. Well, guess what happened? She lost 106 pounds of fat, never gained back a pound. She got healthy at a cellular level and is healthy to this day. And she encourages people all over the country now and says, hey, please call me. No one was more skeptical than me, but I did a John Jubilee transformation and it worked. I've got my new website. I'm celebrating Coco O'Connor today, who is my webmaster, best one on the planet. JohnJubilee.com, JohnJubilee.com. I got real answers for real people like you and me. I'm America's Transformation Authority on Supertalk 99.7. Stay with me through the break.
Lose fat, get healthy, and find your joy. You're listening to America's Transformation Authority on Supertalk 99.7 WTN. Because he knows why. That's why. Michael Del Giorno. Mornings from 9 till noon on Supertalk 99.7 WTN.
An awesome and amazing day. Well, these phone lines are lighting up. I'm going to grab a call here. And folks, I'm just going to encourage you, JohnJubilee.com, JohnJubilee.com. Real people, real experiences, real transformation. Welcome to the show, Andy. It's John.
Hey, John, how are you?
Well, I'm doing fabulous. How are you doing?
Oh, we're doing great. Me and Becky doing great, great, great.
Well, let's hear about it.
Well, we're both, we set out for our goal, and Becky's already reached her goal and still losing. And I've already reached I reached my goal about 2 weeks ago and still losing. So
wow,
it's doing great. We're both about 40 pounds apiece that we've lost.
Well, congratulations. So. And when you say 40 pounds, Andy, you mean you lost 40 pounds of fat.
Oh, yeah.
All right.
Oh, yeah.
And you think this is something you can stay with?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I definitely. I was hearing you talk on the show about your new website. And is that something that you can contact, like email you through?
Yes. And actually, Andy, if you go log on now to the JohnJubilee.com, and especially for you, all my current transformers, you log on through there. I've got a whole new section, for you as a transformer.
Oh, great.
Got access to a whole nother, literally about 100 extra informational videos that I have on there for you.
Awesome. Awesome. 'Cause we are so excited, about, losing the weight and becoming more healthy, and we just want to make sure that we're doing the right things to maintain that.
Well, and Andy, I want you to give a special shout-out to Becky and tell her thank you. When she called in that week and talked about losing the weight sitting in a chair, she encouraged so many people. She encouraged so many people. Could you talk about that a little bit again, just for those listeners that weren't?
She had like an injured her ankle or something, and she was and I called you. I said, John, I said, what can we do? I said, because she's not able to, it was hurting her so bad to walk, and I mean she's always had a hard time walking anyway because she'd had her knee replaced when she was young. She is young. She's not. I can't say she's in her 40s.
Get in trouble there.
Yeah. But you said, hey, she can sit in the chair and do this, do an exercise. And that's what she did. And I mean, she was just dropping the weight and cause she was, getting her heart rate up and doing the right things. It was amazing.
Yep. Well, Andy, that's such an encouragement. And I'm telling you, I've been able to help a whole nother group of people that have came in to do transformations because of Becky's testimony of losing 40 pounds of fat sitting in a chair.
Yeah.
And so thank you guys for being willing to share a real life, a real experience.
Yeah, it's been great. And I just want to tell you, thank you.
Well, you're welcome. And I can't wait to see you next time. And please keep calling in and sharing your story. Cause brother, you got an amazing testimony. And I'd love for you to call in, again, Andy, maybe in a couple of weeks and share it from day one of when we met and share your whole story with folks. Okay.
That'd be great. Thank you.
All right. Well, great talking to you. Give my best to your lovely wife there.
All right. Thank you.
All right. Bye now.
Bye.
Hello, this is John. Welcome to the call. Is Ann?
Yes, John. How are you?
Well, great. Well, thank you so much for calling in.
Well, I told you I promised you I would call. Well, I told you and Jonathan I would call in.
Yeah.
Well, hello, Ann.
Hello, Jonathan. How are you?
Ma'am, I love you so much. It's always good to see you.
Love you too, Jonathan.
I miss you.
You are a sweetheart.
You're the best, Ann.
Oh, thanks, Jonathan. You are too.
Love you, girl.
Love you too. But I called in to let you know I had my assessment last Tuesday.
Okay.
I have lost 21 and a half total inches.
Congratulations.
Oh, I know. And I've only lost 9 pounds on the scale, but I've lost 18.3 pounds of fat.
Yeah. That's transformation there, girl.
Yes, I'm tickled to death. And then I've gained 8.8 healthy weight gain.
Good, good, good. And that's transformation. And Ann, that's how we're trying to change the world, is teaching people that it's not about just losing that scale weight. And how do you feel?
Oh, I feel so much better, John. Of all, anytime you've been on diets, you start getting very tired and listless and everything. This, you gain more energy every day.
I'm so glad. I'm so glad.
Thank you. And I am so thankful for you and your whole team. And your wife is super and such a lovely person. And, of course, Jonathan is my favorite.
We love you, Ann.
he's our favorite, too. We call him the new and improved. He's the new and improved version.
Oh, okay. Well, but you did a good job.
Well, thank you. Well, Ann, thank you for calling in to encourage and share with others. I so appreciate you, girl.
Well, you are more than welcome, and I appreciate you and your whole team. It's wonderful.
Well, thank you. And do you think this is something you can stay with?
Oh, definitely. And I do want to let you know, even though scale-wise, when you get on the scale and you think, oh, gosh, I'm not losing any weight, you think you're at a plateau, but then you try on some of your clothes that you haven't worn in 2 years, because you couldn't get into them, and they look much better than they ever did
Come
before.
On.
then you know that something's happening great, and then people recognize that you are losing, and they can't believe when they say, how much weight have you lost? And I say, well, I've lost about 8-9 pounds, something like that. And they say, oh, no, you've lost a lot more than that. So that's where it really shows up.
Yes, yes, yes. Well, thank you, thank you, thank you for being willing to share your experience and encourage others. And I look forward to seeing you in 4 weeks, young lady.
Okay, I'm looking forward to it, too.
All right. Talk to you
soon.
Thank you. Bye now.
Bye. Bye-bye.
Becky, welcome to the show. Thank you for hanging in there through the break, young lady. How can we help you today?
I was just calling to see about, well, I've got two grown daughters that are 37 and 38. They're both, like, pushing 300 pounds. And out of those two daughters, I got seven grandkids, but out of the seven of them, five of them are overweight. Both of their oldest daughters are over 200 pounds, and they're only 5'4". And then the 14-year-old, she's, I'd say, probably around 170. And then Abby, the 9-year-old, she's right around 85, 90 pounds. And I just wonder, I'm from in the Spring Hill area.
Yes.
If there's anything like you have a group plan or something like that, because on my girl's side, her father's adopted, but he started with sugar in his early 40s. And at 56, he was having many strokes. But on the other three sides, or on my side, was heart disease, high blood pressure. And on their father's side is sugar. They've got sugar all the way around.
Yep.
And heart disease.
Yep. Well, the good news, Becky, is when you get healthy at a cellular level, and I just had a gentleman yesterday on Saturday morning. He shared his first 3 weeks, in the transformation, his sugar dropped 80 points and his insulin was cut in half in 3 weeks. So
my one daughter's husband has got real bad sugar, and none of his family lives past their 40s, and he'll be 49 next year.
Yeah, well, we can reprogram our DNA through doing the right things and getting healthy at a cellular level. But I definitely, now I have offices in Cool Springs and Brentwood. And so definitely for you, Becky, what I would recommend is go in this afternoon and log on to my website, to johnjubilee.com, and just make a note in there that you talked to me on the air. You know, that you're looking to do something for your family. And I will have my personal assistant, Bridget Morris, actually contact you personally to set up something to help you guys.
Yeah, because as far as financially, I couldn't help them. And the one, she works at Vanderbilt. She's a radiology tech. She's been going through the checkups for having gastric bypass. And I really don't want to see her do that because
no.
I did it in 81 and had a lot of stomach problems.
Yep.
And but last week I was listening to your show and I kept saying, you know, they all have iPhones. I keep saying, log on to that. But it was a birthday party and nobody ever did it. But
Well, you tell them to get on there because I can tell you that, you know, I have had numerous people on. I just had a woman in my office this week. She was taken off the list for gastric bypass because she lost 60 pounds of fat in 8 weeks. She lost 60 pounds of fat in 8 weeks.
When you talk about all the loose skin, I don't have that much loose skin after mine because I was only 27 when I had it.
Yeah.
But with them being in their late 30s
and
being stretched out, three and four times having babies, I know that's what's going to happen if she has a stomach staple, and then she's going to be unhappy.
That's right. You're right. If she does that, she will have sagging skin like one of those Shar-Pei dogs.
Yeah,
I had a 64-year-old man lose 175 pounds of fat, and his skin stayed tight as a drum. So I'm telling you, when you do it the right way on a cellular level, you don't have to deal with that side effect.
Right.
So I encourage you.
My problem is the financial part of it.
Okay.
Seems like anything you can have to do good costs more than anybody can afford.
Well, Well, Becky, you know what? There's nothing worth more than you and your health, right? There's nothing right. worth more than you and your health. I'm sure you drive a car, you live in a house, and you're worth more than the car or the house. But have them go log on. I'm sorry to feel rushed. I got a break that's coming up. I'm going to have to take it. But have them log on. We're going to help them be the best them they can be. Thank you for a call.
Now is the time to start. Call John at 615-737-9986. That's 615-737-WWTN. When it comes to freedom, the defense never rests. Mark Levin, 7 to 10 on Super Talk, 99.7 WTN.
An awesome and amazing day. Hey, we are helping people one person at a time. We're changing this world. We want to start with you. We want to help to give you an experience that's real, that's not a myth, that's not a fad. If you can't do it when you're 9 or 99 years old, it's not sustainable. It's not real. If you can't go eat food from a real grocery store like Kroger or Publix or Walmart or Costco, it's not real. We've got to do something that's real. I teach a 10-step combination of 10 simple things that are so simple. If you can count to 10, you can do it. Got a new website. I'm celebrating the number one webmaster in the world, Coco O'Connor, today, and johnjubilee.com. johnjubilee.com. She has done an extraordinary job about creating a resource for you, a tool that you can put in your garage that can help fix your life, that can help you get healthy at a cellular level. So I've invested a lot of time, money, and resource into this website, johnjubilee.com, to give you some resources to get yourself healthy. What's more valuable than you? What's more valuable than you? Is it your car? Is it your house? Is it braces for your child? There's nothing more valuable than you. So I want to encourage you, invest in yourself. I'm going to grab a call here. Brenda, welcome to the show this morning.
Good morning.
Well, good morning. How are you today?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Well, great. Well, what's your report there, young lady?
Well, I called to tell you that Friday was our 88th day on the program.
Wow.
And yeah, we are still building our house, but we are doing really well. My husband and I both have been on the program and have really enjoyed it. And I laid floor yesterday all day. As we told you, we were doing a remodel and we're DIYing it. So I thought there's no way I would be able to move this morning. I got up this morning and hit the treadmill without a single ache or pain.
Wow.
Nothing.
Wow.
Just great. That's what I called to tell you. Then while I was on hold, I heard the lady talking about the gastric bypass for her daughter. And I wanted to tell her that I was on the gastric bypass list. I was going to have gastric bypass, and we came to your program reluctantly. I came with my husband and to support him, and 88 days later, I have lost 57 pounds of fat, over 50 inches, and look years younger and have not a single piece of sagging skin. My sister-in-law did gastric, well, she had the lap band, but she just had to have a tummy tuck because of the loose, sagging skin.
Mm.
So getting healthy on a cellular level is the way to go.
Wow. Wow. And Brenda, did you believe that was possible 88 days ago?
No, I didn't. I came to support my husband.
Okay.
I figured that 3 months of supporting him would be fine, and then I would go on down the line and have my surgery because I had tried everything else and nothing had worked.
Wow. And Brenda, do you think this is something you can really stay with and keep doing?
Absolutely.
And talk about your husband a little bit. What kind of results has he had?
Absolutely amazing. He has lost over 83 pounds of fat. And
wow.
I have watched him do things that 88 days ago he would never have been able to do. He has hung drywall. He's moved cabinets. He's laid floor. He's gone up and down stairs and ladders. He, like you, had the knee surgery and the shoulder surgery, and he couldn't have done it 88 days ago, and he's doing it, and it's absolutely, I took pictures of the four pictures the day we started, and then I took pictures again Friday, and when I looked at his pictures, it's like looking at a different person. It's absolutely amazing, and I can't thank you enough for what you've done for his health, not just mine, but his.
Oh, I'm so, so happy. And Brenda, I don't want to put you in the spot on the air, but what has it done for you just as a couple in your marriage relationship?
We look at each other every once in a while and say, you know, I couldn't have done this without you. I think it really has made a stronger bond because we're working together for a common. You know, and sometimes I'll say, you're going to get done before I am. And he says, I'm going to continue with you.
Mm-hmm.
So just a great program, and getting healthy on a cellular level together has been absolutely fantastic.
Oh, well, thank you for being willing to be open and to share, Brenda, because I know you're an encouragement, you know, to many others who, just like you and me, we tried everything, nothing had worked. That's kind of a hopeless feeling, isn't it?
It is. It's terrible.
And then what does that feel like when you find something that does work?
It feels really good, and something that's so easy, not super easy, but easy. You know, I'm not having to eat a packaged food, or I'm not having to take, you know, do all this other stuff. It's something that I can do without too much trouble.
Yes. Well, I can tell you, folks, and because I'm a very happily married man to the love of my life, Brenda, she's glowing. She's a glowing, beautiful bride. Yeah, Brenda, your skin, your hair looks amazing. Has anyone commented to you?
Yes, people do all the time. People say, "Did you get your hair done? What have you done? Something different? What have you done?" And I'm like, "Nope. I'm doing the John Jubilee transformation."
that's
what it is.
Yeah, and Brenda, honestly, I think you look 10 years younger. Is that an exaggeration?
No, looking at my before picture the day we started, and I do look younger. I do.
Yes.
My skin's better. It's tighter. It's just different.
Yes. Yeah. Well, you look beautiful, and your husband looks amazing. And for those of you that don't understand the terminology Brenda's using, at John Jubilee Transformation, we teach build our house, and you're the house. We're going to build your house, and then we move in it and we maintain it. And for some people, building a house, it's a little house. It's 1 month. Some people, it's 3 months. Some people, it's 5 months. We just teach, hey, let's build your house. Get you healthy on a cellular level. Be the best you can be. And then you get to maintain your house. And Brenda, could you say that even building the house is something that you could do? It's simple enough that even that lifestyle is something sustainable.
Yes, it is. I have not been hungry. I have not had any cravings. Before, when I was on a diet plan or whatever, it would be these overwhelming cravings where I would have to go out and have whatever. But there's no craving. There's no desire to eat anything other than what I can have. And some days it's almost like, oh my gosh, do I really have to eat again? So, yeah.
That's a good problem.
Yeah.
I love that. Well, thank you. Thank you so much for your call today. And please give our love and best to Aaron as well.
I will. Thank you.
Okay. Thanks, Brenda. Hello, Patty. This is John. Welcome to the show.
Hey, John. Thank you. It's good to talk to you again.
Well, good to
I am so excited.
Well, why are you excited?
Well, because I thought when I got started, it just seemed like there were so many things that were impeding my progress. It was stopping me from doing what I needed to do. And health-wise, I just felt like I was, you know, in the middle of an eddy, just going down for the third time. And turned out, because I stuck with it and did it the best I could, I ended up losing 22 pounds of fat and 20 inches after 4 weeks, and I'm just totally excited. And the best thing about it is I'm getting healthy. I'm not just losing weight. I've lost weight before, and I've been sickly and pale and no strength and no energy. And this is not that way at all.
Mm. Wow. Well, Patty, now you said that real fast. How much fat did you lose in 4 weeks?
22 pounds of fat.
22 pounds of fat in 4 weeks. Congratulations, young lady. That's amazing. Did you think that was possible?
No. No, and you said, you know, there were a couple people that you had to come in that were really skeptical. Well, I didn't want to tell you I was skeptical, but I was. And even if I had done everything exactly right, I'm not sure I could have done any better than this. I'm just so thrilled with the results. And, you know, and now that I'm feeling better and I'm healthier, I'm going to be able to stick with it even better.
Yes, yes. Well, Patty, well, congratulations, young lady. You think this is something you can stick with?
Absolutely. No doubt in my mind.
Good, good, good. Well, I am so thrilled for you. I rejoice with you. And, hey, and I want to, you know, encourage you as well. You know, we're launching the new part of the website, thejohnjubilee.com. I've got, like, literally, like, 100 new videos, informational videos for my Transformers on there, just to help you with building the house and then even stepping into the maintenance phase. So go take a look at that today, okay?
Okay.
All right.
Do I need a password or anything? Or
yeah, actually, you'll have one on your email today. You'll have one on
Thanks.
Your email today that's going to be sent to you from Coco
Terrific.
O'Connor, our new webmaster. All
awesome.
Right. Well, congratulations, young lady, and thank you for your call today.
You're welcome. Thank right. you, John.
All right. Well, folks, Bye. We're talking about real transformation, and when we come back, we're going to have Don from Indianapolis. Don has been waiting on the call, and Don is he's one of the elite hairstylists in America, the famous Don Allen, and he actually has a really cool website. But Don Allen, he's a black belt in karate, and but he had some health issues, was overweight, and he did a John Jubilee transformation. When we come back after the break, you're going to hear him live share what his update is. So stay with me through the break. I'm John Jubilee, America's Transformation Authority. You can see me at johnjubilee.com.
He helps make athletes stronger and the stars look better. John Jubilee, America's Transformation Authority on Supertalk 99.7 WTN. With knowledge comes responsibility. Can you handle it? Michael DelGiorno.
9 to noon.
On Supertalk 99.7 WTN.
An amazing and awesome day to you all today. And I've got a special message for one of my new Transformers. He can't see me, but he can hear me. And brother, I want to say to you something. I'm a believer in divine connections. I believe God has divinely connected us. For you and your wife, you're going to get healthy at a cellular level. Those neural connectors are going to reconnect in that brain. Any damage done is going to be completely healed. That blood sugar is going to be perfectly brought in line. That A1C is going to be super healthy, and you'll never have to worry about diabetes. And for those of you that didn't hear, I had a caller earlier that, or actually a gentleman from yesterday morning who shared in one of our group settings of a VIP group, in just 3 weeks, his A1C went from 9.5 to 6.1 on a John Jubilee transformation. And people that have sugar problems, they know what a huge deal that is. That's virtually impossible, medically impossible, a doctor would tell you. But it's medically documented. In 3 weeks, he went from a 9.5 A1C to a 6.1 A1C, cut his insulin in half. And I'm believing, I'll be sharing with you, that his insulin is completely gone, like Todd Young, the director of Pearl Cone's Entertainment Magnet High School, that lost 101 pounds of fat in 88 days and went from shooting 3 shots of insulin in his belly a day to 0. That's right. So I am thrilled and honored to be able to share experience to help people get healthy at a cellular level. And I am honored to be here. And I promised you're going to get to hear from Don, and here he is. Don, welcome to the show today. Thank you so much for your call.
Hi, John. How are you doing today?
Well, fabulous, fabulous. And more importantly, how are you doing today?
Oh, I'm doing fantastic, as usual. And thank you so much for all you've done for me. It's been amazing.
And Don, where are you at? Where, if you could just share with folks that haven't heard any part of your journey, you know, what are your results at this point of your transformation?
Well, right now I have been on your transformation since December the 4th. And I believe I'm down 133 pounds of fat.
Wow. Spectacular.
Oh, yeah. I've went from a 42 waist. I believe I'm down to 31 today.
Tremendous. That's like a high school kid, Don.
I know it. I love it. It's just been amazing. I mean, it's all of my medical things that I had going on that were just, you know, a little bit off or right back on now. It's just amazing. And I got a little bit more to go. I mean, now that I've done this, it's like I want to keep going a little bit more and a little bit more. And, you know, I really want to get all the fat off of me now. You know, it's kind of an obsession for me now.
Well, it's a positive obsession. That's a positive obsession, and that's good.
Absolutely.
Good. And Don, what are some of the medical things that have gotten in line during your transformation?
Well, I had a high red blood cell count. That's back to normal. Of course, cholesterols were up. Now they're down. The A1C that I had was up. Now it's back down to normal. It's just everything that was just a little bit high is back down to normal. My doctor's impressed. He loves it.
Great. And what about your skin, Don?
My skin's about as tight as you can get it. Just like about shrink wrap leather.
That's what I like to hear.
Yeah, I mean, it's and people are amazing. I went down to Jacksonville, Florida over the weekend, and the pastor at my church down there hasn't seen me in a while. And when I rolled in, they're like, okay, who's that? And his wife was looking at me, and she just kept staring at me. I'm like, what's up? And she's like, I can't believe you don't have any wrinkles. Mm. She goes, how have you lost all that weight? And you don't have, your skin's as tight as a drum. How are you not doing this? I mean, how is this working?
Wow.
That's amazing. That's one of the first things she noticed was how I don't have any wrinkles and how my skin looks. Yeah.
That is awesome. 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 Well, Don, you've been a great inspiration to many. I know you've shared with a lot of people from the chair. We've had a lot of remote people just sign up to do transformations right there from Indianapolis because you've just boldly and with great passion and fervor just shared your experience. And I would so honor you for sharing with so many people like that, Don.
Well, it's easy to share something so wonderful. That's one of the things that I don't have trouble doing.
Wow. Well, brother, well, thank you, thank you, thank you for your call today. I'm going to try to grab one more caller before the show ends, but thank you, Don. I honor you as always, brother.
Thank you, brother.
Thank you. Melissa, this is John. Welcome to the show.
Thank you. Quick question. Well, a little background about myself. I am in the fitness industry, and my husband's a doctor.
Great.
So you can say we're pretty healthy people. We eat egg whites with sometimes the yolk. We eat a lot of green stuff. We drink water that we get at the health food store. My question is, John, how is your program different from, let's say, going to the gym and getting on a nutrition plan?
Okay. Well, first of all, Melissa, it's interesting to hear, and just something we're gonna run out of time here at the end, but you know, I'd encourage you to go to my website because your husband's a doctor, you're in nutrition. The healthiest part of the egg is the yolk. There is cloying in an egg yolk, which actually increases your healthy cholesterol and pulls down. That's a perfect myth that someone with your background, with your husband's background, is not eating the healthiest part of the egg. But we all have learned all of these myths and thought that just going to the gym and working out, if you go to the gym, just sit out there for 10 minutes and watch who's walking in and out. I had a group of four doctors. They went to a gym every morning for 15 years, and they were all sitting out in front of it one morning, Melissa, and they looked at each other and laughed and said, is this helping any of us? They were all about 40 pounds overweight.
Sure, a big part of it is nutrition. Absolutely.
And one of those doctors came. He did a transformation. He lost his 40 pounds of fat. Still going to the same gym, just doing something different when he got there. And he gave me one of my favorite quotes I've ever had. I said, well, you think this is something you can do for the rest of your life? And you know what he said? He said, are you kidding me? Do for the rest of my life. He said, this is so simple. It's distressingly simple. It's distressingly simple because we've actually overdone it. Most people that train, Melissa, they overtrain. So they're doing something, but they're actually doing a little bit too much. And so they eat all the glucose and the glycogen out of that muscle, and then they actually start eating the muscle because they're overshooting their fat-burning zone. So, yes.
So let me ask you real quick here. That going back to the egg yolks real quick, now, do you specify that those need to be farm-raised, pasture, grass-fed chickens?
Well, I tell you what I do, Melissa, is I take people in steps. I take them in steps.
Sure. So, I gotcha.
So obviously the best... You know, the best of the best of the best is to get to there. But if somebody starts with just cutting out a Twinkie and eating an egg instead, you know, that's a step in the right direction.
Absolutely.
And so what I try to do is get people headed in the right direction, you know, to demystify, you know, to demystify and get them to not just lose weight, but to transform. Because literally, I literally have 4,000 case studies of people that every one of them, the same thing happens. They gain lean muscle mass, they lose fat, they lose inches, and I measure their hydration. And their hydration level comes up to a healthy 50 to 60%. You know, most people are 35 to 45% hydrated, which is why we have a diabetic epidemic in our nation. Because the number one cause of diabetes, it's not fat, it's not sugar, it's dehydration, which is also...
When you're dehydrated, you think you're hungry.
That's exactly right.
Yeah.
You think you're hungry and your organs are shriveled up and they can't function at optimal capacity when they don't have a healthy level of hydration. I'll use an example. Melissa, if you took the water out of your car, even if everything else is fine, it won't run very long, will it?
No, it won't.
No,
but, you have to give it the proper hydration, too, because I drank tap water for quite a long time, and, you know, I was so thirsty all the time. My thirst was never quenched, and then my skin was so dry, and it wasn't until I quenched my water and started eating the greens.
Yep.
That helped. I hear you. We got to go, but I appreciate your time.
Yes. Well, thank you so much. And I so appreciate your call today. Well, folks, we are trying to change the world one person at a time to demystify, to give you good information. I want to celebrate Coco O'Connor, the world's greatest webmaster. She's on with us full time now, so we can provide resources at johnjubilee.com. That's johnjubilee.com. Got hundreds of new videos coming online there. They're all for you to change you. Let's make you the best you can be. You can do it. Real people, real results.